As you can probably tell, I'm super excited about this tabernacle study. I am enjoying it, and so I'm hoping that you're enjoying it. And I know you're not going to enjoy it if I don't. So if I'm not excited about it, you won't be excited about it. So I'm not putting this on. I'm excited. And I've been meditating on the curtains all week. Honestly, curtains. Who knew how important? So then Brother Lucas came to me, and he had some thoughts about one of the slides. And so I said, Brother Lucas, why don't you share your thoughts? And then I've got some thoughts. And so I think sometimes when we first have maybe a lesson brought or a message and can't absorb it all. And so we kind of chew on it for a while and we think on it. So then tonight we're going to kind of do that. We're going to kind of think on it. So, all right, we're going to have Brother Lucas come up after the lesson last week. He said, Sister Sherry, I've been thinking about something and it was really good. So he's going to share.
I was really hoping she wouldn't actually make me do this, but so they alluded to the scripture in their study, and so I'd like to take a second and go through the whole passage and just read it real quick. Ecclesiastes 4:9-12 says, Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. So when they were talking about the curtains, they mentioned that it was fine twined linen, as you can see up here. It struck out to me that God included such detail about his tabernacle in the Bible for us today. Because they already had it built, and they had it. They didn't really need to have all the instructions for how to make the curtains down, right? But I think it's important that all this detail was in here. So Brother Steve had this little handy, what'd you call that, a diagram here? Of the twining process. And so I was thinking about this. And if you look, it starts with fibers. And so if we start with three fibers, the spirit, the soul, and the body, and of each and every one of us, we know the flesh wants what it wants, the soul longs for God, and then the spirit has its part. But if we can get all three of those working together, the soul dictating that our spirit works for God and our body is doing the Lord's work, these fibers become one, and they become a yarn. So then if three yarns, me, you, and God, are all together as one, in unity, as the Bible talks about, then you get a strand. And once, I'm going to take a second and go to Matthew 18:20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So I'd like to, if we take just a second and say the fibers are each individual parts of us, and the yarns are each ones of us, and then we all work together to make a strand, which we could say is a congregation. Now, once we get multiple strands all woven together and tightly knit, you get this fine twined linen. And it's a strong sheet. If you think about a single fiber, how easy is that to rip? You get a little fiber off your clothes, you just rip it off. But if you get, say, a thread or a yarn, that's a little bit harder to rip. If you have a whole strand, like a whole section of your cloth that's been ripped, you can't really rip that in half. But I cannot rip my clothes. I'm not that strong. Some people are, but I'm not. So I just thought it was really cool how that the unity of the church was included in the temple and the tabernacle, and how the curtains are the righteousness of the saints. And the devil's going to attack this at every part. Because if he can stop us at the fibers, you're never going to get a strand.
Right. Amen.
But he's also going to attack the yarns. Because if he can attack the yarns, the fibers are going to get separated easier. And the strand's not going to come to fruition. And if he attacks the strands, you're never going to get the linen.
Right.
Just something to think about that came to me while they were speaking.
That's very good. Thank you, Brother Lucas. Very good. Very, very good. I hope that as we're teaching these lessons, you don't take just what we say and stop. That you have such good minds. And I'm seeing it when you come and talk to us. Keep thinking. Keep studying. There's so much more. If you could see my notes at home, I mean, there are pages and pages and pages of notes. And I come in here and I try to have 3.5 to 4 pages max. So I feel like I study deep and wide to teach. So that means there's so much more to learn. And it's just fantastic. But as I was meditating and I kept thinking, you know, maybe we could elaborate just a little bit more. And so I would like to do a visual. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask several of you to help me. All right. And we're going to create a wall of curtains. Now, this is going to be our gate. This is the door. This is the door to the temple, or the gate to God's presence. And starting like right here, I want a wall. All right. I'll start with volunteers and then I'll do voluntolds. So who is my volunteers? All right. Brother Jacob, why don't you stand over here? Brother Isaac next to him. Sister Madison. Okay, I'm going to need more. Sister Lauren. All right, you two brethren, come on. Brother Luke. All right. Let's see what we got here.
I'm pretty sure you
guys
just
put
this way.
That's okay. No, they're fine. They're fine. Okay, we need a few more because we got to get over here. So I need about 3 more. All right, who can I get? All right, now we get to the volunteers. Oh, all right, come on. Very good. All right, who else? Who else? Brother Cole, you want to come? All right. Brother James, you want to come? All right. We need another. I think this might be good. All right. So this is our wall. Remember, I said the curtains represented the saints, and there was 2 parts to that. Okay? And I want you to remember this is the gate, so you're kind of technically attached, but it's okay if you're not. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do, I want you to be your fine twined linen. So we need to link arms because we're twined. We've got unity. All right. Keep the curtain the right length. You don't want to have short curtains. That's not good. All right. Now you're another volunteer. Sister Carly. She'd come over here. Sister Carly, she was not brought up in the Church of God, and she has got questions about God. She's looking for a church, and she's wondering about God, and she's watching, and she sees these youth. Boy, they dress modest. Sister Carter, there might be something to that, we think. And I don't hear any of them cursing or using bad words. And, you know, Sister Carly saw somebody ask Brother Silas if they could copy his homework, and Brother Silas said, oh! Sister Carly's watching. And Sister Carly, she's searching for God. And so you, if she's come up to this wall of curtains and she is searching for God, what are you all doing? I want you to all do this. Point the way. Point toward the gate. Sister Carly, that's going to find God because your life is pointing her. Okay, you sit down. Thank you. Pointing her to Jesus. That's what's happening here with this wall of curtains. Your righteousness. Righteousness is how you dress, how you act, where you go, where you don't go. That's your righteousness, your holy living. Now, there were some people I quickly wrote down in my notes that came to my mind, and I'm sure I missed a lot, that were like Sister Carly's example. They didn't know about the true Church of God. And somebody pointed them to the gate. I think about Sister Maddie over here. I think about Sister Alexa, Sister Elizabeth, Sister Annette Hupp, Brother Jeremy. Somebody pointed them to the gate. The righteousness. Do you remember Sister Annette Hupp's message in the Trumpeter a while back? And she talked about, because her and I went to school together. And she knew by watching me, because obviously much, much more modest. And she would tell you, she was a cheerleader. She, you know, didn't have a modesty standard, wasn't taught one. And she said she finally told God, if it's Sherry, let it be Sherry. I've never heard that before. It really kind of touched my heart. She was watching the curtain of righteousness. She was searching. I had no idea. I'm just living my everyday life as a teenager. She was searching. Sister Julie can say the same thing. She was searching. All right. So what is the second thing this curtain represents? It was righteousness, and there was something else. The twined arms should give you a clue. Unity. 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 So, I was thinking about this with a curtain. And I thought, what if in the literal tabernacle, in the wilderness, in the night, somebody got a knife And they came in. They're like, I'm getting in there. I'm not going to the door. There's valuables in there. I'm going to cut this curtain. I'm just going to cut a rip right here. That'd be devastating. And I think this is what sometimes people are doing. They're like, you know what? I don't want to go in the door. Remember, the door had some things like Jesus has to be king, and he's got to be Lord. He's got to be the boss. We've got to do it his way. We all want to do it our way, right? Yeah. So this person's like, no, I'm going to cut this curtain. I'm getting in my way. And they're trying to push their way in. You know what I just felt when I did that? You sisters are like, absolutely not. You're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. And that's what we've got to live in, such a way. And you're like, no, there's only one way to Jesus. We can't take shortcuts. We can't. Now, unity is powerful. Just like here, if I try to get in between these two brothers, and you're going to flex their muscles, and they're going, you're not going to do it. Now, I want you to untwine your arms. Can I push in between you easier? All right, now twine your arms again together. Look, it's harder, isn't it? It's harder for me to get in there between them. Yes. Unity has power. Why do you think the devil's fighting against it so hard? Why do you think one of the biggest tools of the devil is divide? Divide. What did Alexander the Great say? Divide and conquer. He learned that, didn't he? So, what's the lesson? You saints, you've got your twine, your unity, your fine twined linen. But how along comes somebody, James, do you know what I know about Cole? I could tell you some stories about him. Oh, I tell you what, Lucas is like, I don't know about this fine twine linen stuff. Sister Sherry said she knows stories. And look how that can affect your unity. It could bother you. And you know what? That could cut that curtain.
Right.
That could cut. That could tear that curtain because I let my mouth go where it shouldn't. All right? Now, somebody might come and start talking against you. You leader. Sister Lauren, you know that brother Steve, I mean, he seems so nice, but if you knew what I knew, she's like, you know, I don't think I'm going to go to youth group this week, because brother Steve, obviously, whoever's telling me, if it's Sister Sherry, she should know she lives with him, right?
Ouch.
And so she comes to youth group, and Brother Steve's talking, and she's like, wow, Sister Sherry said. And pretty soon she's wanting to pull away from that curtain of righteousness because of something somebody said. Somebody want to fill your ear about the pastor? All right? Brother Silas, boy, that brother Decker. Now, I know he seems nice, but if you knew what I knew, I got confidence in Sister Sherry. I wonder why she's saying that to me. Brother Decker gets up to preach, and the whole time you're thinking about what Sister Sherry said to you. And it becomes, you begin to start pulling away from that curtain of righteousness. You might want to start skipping church services and youth services. And what's happening to your power? So start pulling away a little bit. What's happening to your power? Oh no. Oh no, we're losing it. All right, go back to your power. What do you think is going to happen if Sister Carly came up here? All right, untwine. Separate a little bit. You untwine, separate a little bit. Carly sees these rips in this. Well, these kids all go to church. Man, those two can't get along for nothing. Cole keeps talking about her. And he's making fun of her. And I don't, Sister Carly's like, I don't, but they're pointing to the gate. I'm confused. See, Paul said, if you're divided, like Paul was talking about how some like Cephas better and some like Paul better. And he said, that portrays what? What does that portray to the world? A divided Christ. And he said, is Christ divided? All right, put your arms back together. We got to have this curtain. All right. So young people, we got to keep our curtain, unity. We got to keep it, our power, by not allowing anything to come between us that tears us apart. And that is so natural. Human nature, sometimes it's not very lovely. Because human nature sometimes... What's that old saying about with chickens? They always pick, they'll pick on one, you know, peck it half to death or to death. And sometimes human nature just doesn't, remember we talked about you got to have that wood under the brass. We got to let the word of God keep us in our place because Sometimes we like, well, if I talk about how much trouble he's in, you won't hear about how much trouble I'm in. And if I talk about what he's doing wrong, then I look better. It's kind of weird how we think that. And so, if we see a tear starting to happen in our curtain of unity, what could we do? Now, in that literal tabernacle model, if perhaps, let's say, as it was getting put together, accidentally got a little rip in it, what do you think I'd do? I would. I'd get my needle and thread, and I'd try to make the smallest stitches so you can hardly even see that it was ever there. I'll do my best to fix that. And if you're starting to see a tear in our wall, in our youth group, in our unity, in our righteousness, if you're seeing maybe somebody's feeling left out, we got a lot of new kids. You guys probably felt a little overwhelmed when you first walked in here, didn't you? You don't have to say amen. I can imagine. I've seen some of you walk in and it's just like, I know, but it's really cool. We're really excited to have you. But if we don't tell you we're excited to have you, you're not going to know it. So sometimes our new kids, our young kids, they might be over here like, okay, God, I don't know about this. I don't know him. I don't know. And so James will be like, hey, welcome to the youth group. I'm so excited. You don't have to reach out and grab them, literally. All right, I'm doing a literal picture so you get the spiritual lesson. What if you see somebody being mistreated? Do you join in? Say, hey guys, lay off of them. And as a kind, let's not do that. Last time somebody made fun of me, I cried. Let's not make them cry. You can make a joke out of it. We want to keep this unity strong, all right? 2 Kings 12 and 5. Let them repair the breaches. What are breaches? It's a tear. It's a rent. It's damage. And so we read, let them repair the breaches of the house, wheresoever any breach may be found. And so if you as a youth, you come and you see, oh, there's a breach starting here. Repair that. Let me encourage her. Let me send him a card. Let me shake her hand. Let me smile and tell you how much I appreciate you. You know what that's doing? That's making them feel like a part of the curtain. I am so excited to be part of this youth group. Look, this young person, I don't even know them, and they reached out to me, and they encouraged me, and they let me know I have value. You know what? I'm coming next week. I'm coming next week. And what just happened to that tear? It's become mended. Now, there is a saying, all of you, just stay here because I only have one more thought. And I want you just walking away while I'm talking. There is an old saying, Brother Steve must have read my notes because he said it in Sunday school this morning. A stitch in time, that's one, saves how many?
Nine.
What does that mean? If I have a rip in my dress and I look down and it's about this big and I'm like, I'll get to it one of these days. I can promise you, two or three more times down the road when I wear it, it's going to be this big. It's going to be about three or four stitches. In time, it could require nine. That ain't going to be nine stitches, but I don't know. Depends on how close your stitches are. So when we see a tear, you know, eventually I probably should send Brother Isaac a card. One of these days I'm going to tell Brother Jacob I appreciate you, but not today. I just feel like it today. And, you know, Brother Trey, I should probably encourage him and tell him I appreciate his testimony, but not today. And it's only one little tear today. Brother Trey goes home and the devil's still beating him up. Maybe somebody frowned at him. He didn't understand they had a headache, but he thought, well, they don't like me either. I might as well not go back to youth group. And pretty soon, where that one comment, that one piece of encouragement, that one text could have repaired that tear, now they're gone. And it's going to take a lot of effort to get that young person back into the wall of curtains. All of you may sit down. Thank you very much for allowing me to use you as my visual aid.
Our pleasure.
I hope and pray that helped it stand out even a little bit more, what we talked about last week. What an important position we have, young people, as the wall, the first thing people see of curtains. We need to live right. We need God to help us Anybody ever, you don't have to raise your hand, have you ever misspoke? Have you ever been unkind? Have you ever cheated and had to ask God to help you and forgive you? Have you ever lied and had to ask God to forgive you? This is a common salvation. And a lot of times we misstep and we don't realize who's watching. Who's watching? We need God's help because there's a lost world out there. Some of you in here could even raise your hand. Not everybody was blessed to be brought up in the Church of God families. And they're thirsting. They're hungry. They're looking. They're like Carly. She's looking for Jesus. She's looking for God. And it's our job. And we, as a youth group, how many do you think is in our youth group?
85.
I don't really know for sure. I would guess 50 to 60. But you might be better on the numbers. 72.5. We only have a half of a kid in here. You, you're the half? Okay. It's okay. Because pretty soon you'll be three-fourths. All right.
I have 17 in my notes, but I don't even have a
first. Oh, Sister Lauren's got a more accurate number. At least 70.
I'd never say 100.
Okay. So now listen. A youth group of 70 youth. That's a curtain of 70 young people. Do you not think that's getting people's attention? If you were able to go to visitation today, I received some pictures. That was outstanding. I can promise you some people were taking note of the curtains, of the young people. Now, if you'd come in there and you were fussing and fighting with Brother TJ and yelling at the person next to you, they'd be like, I don't know who they are, but they're not Church of God. But I'm sure you did not. I'm sure you were a beautiful example. We have a wonderful opportunity. Here at the Church of God, at God's Acres, we have an exceptionally large youth group. Does that mean we'll have more problems? Yeah, because where there's people, there's what? Problems. And where there's more people, there's? Good, you got it. So when problems come, go, Sister Sherry said this was going to happen. All right? But the power, the opportunity we have in the united power, we can't even measure it. I challenge you. We are the curtains. We are that first line to point people to Christ. The devil is going to do his best to separate us, to rip those curtains. And can you imagine a model hanging with curtains that are ripped? Nobody would be much impressed with that. But the true model that God has ordained is beautiful. If you would stand with me. Thank you for your good attention.